Be still and know. Columnist John R. Gunn writes, "Several years ago, a headline to a news story on the sports page caught my attention. The headline was this: Mood costs player a title. The player in question was a popular idol of tennis fans. The incident took place in Australia. Everyone was sure this player would win the championship when the finals were played at Melbourne, and he was sure of it. But he became peeved over something and came to the finals in a sullen mood. He played carelessly from the start, and seeing the match going against him, carelessness changed to petulance. In his petulance, he bashed at the balls, virtually throwing away points, and as a result, he was badly beaten. His ill mood had cost him the title." An ill humor puts one at a disadvantage wherever he is, on the athletic field, in business, in social circles. Whatever the game you're playing for, you can't win if you allow yourself to be handicapped by an ugly mood. If the truth were known, we would probably find that more failures and defeats result from bad temper and ill humor than from lack of ability and talent. But the disposition to moodiness can be overcome. If you've been able to train yourself for some sport or trade or profession, why should you not be able to train your disposition? If you're given to moodiness, now is the time to take yourself in hand and make the necessary changes. The capacity you have shown for mastering other things suggests you can master your temper. But if you, like many of us, need help, remember Jesus Christ can give each person the inner strength for growing in love toward others and in self-control. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from Proverbs: He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly.